Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we're looking at Psalm 55, verses 9 through 15. As we'll see, David has been betrayed by a close friend. This is a psalm of David. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising up against me, I could hide. But you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. We appreciate friends who can speak into our lives, friends who can encourage us and tell us when we're off course. Unfortunately, we've all experienced times when a friend betrays us. And that's what happened to David in today's psalm. David was taking shots from a very close friend. He described this person as a companion, a person with whom he had enjoyed sweet fellowship. The person delivering the blows was a person with whom he had worshiped. The insults of an enemy are expected, but not the betrayal of a friend. Having godly friends is part of Christian community. We also need to remember that our friends, even the mature ones, even the godly ones, are human. Sooner or later, every friend will disappoint us. Some may even hurt us. That's why our sights and affections must stay focused on God. He is the perfect friend. He will never disappoint. Father, you are the perfect friend. And you'll never betray us. You'll never leave us. You'll never disappoint us. Help me keep my focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen.